We present Big Jim and the Figaro Club with Norman Rossington as Big Jim, Roland Currum as Harold Perkins, and Bernard Cribbins as our storyteller. Episode 6, The Old Dunkirk Spirit.
Here. Remember how Harold Perkins finally got the first sod cut up the building site? And how he thought he'd found the skeleton of the missing link? For a minute, he had high hopes of being famous, didn't he? Only trouble was, the missing link turned out to have been buried more recent-like. So, come Monday morning up the site, the lads of the Figaro Club are expecting him to have a good go at getting a bit of his dignity back.
Hey, here comes little Caesar.
Did he look fierce?
Yeah, like a warthog with the piles.
Mildred Aldroyd with a new tease.
Watch points, though, you blokes. Best not needle him too much, not after Saturday.
Right, you men. Gather round and listen with both lugs, because I has important words to impart. No doubt you lot seen Saturday night's blamed Boghampton Bugle and advertiser.
Yes, yeah. Smashing picture of you on the front page, Mr.
Quiet
Perkins.
Quiet you, yeah. For a start.
No mistaking who it was, that old wax tag.
Be quiet.
That prehistorical jockstrap.
Will you put a sock in it, Henry? Or...
Socks ain't what goes in jockstraps.
Shut up, Nimrod. Listen to Mr. Perkins.
Thank you very much. Now, see here. I ain't saying it was you, Mob, what was responsible for me being made a monkey of. Because I can't actually prove nothing. However, I ain't as green as I'm cabbage looking, and I'll have it understood here and now that I ain't standing for no more silly pranks and japes at my expense.
Of course.
And I'll tell you for why. I've long had me dreams and visions.
Someone's to stop eating pickles at bedtime, say they.
Dreams and visions of building a post-war world. A land fit for heroes. A bigger and better Boghampton. Oh, well, and in order to achieve said goal, I need to work me way up.
Work your way up, Mr. Perkins? What do you mean?
What I mean, Mr. Crompton, is that I do not intend to pass the rest of my working days as a mere clerk of the works.
Oh,
I? Because I am destined for greater things. Assistant building inspector. Ooh. Chief building inspector with me own dumpy level. Ooh. Then it'll be me office in the town hall planning department. Then me name on the door and a 9x6 official carpet. Hacksminster, executive quality. Ooh. Then before you can say knife, it'll be assistant borough engineer with everyone calling me sir. Oh. And then Mr. Borough Engineer Perkins himself, hobnobbing with all them toffs up the Conservative Club.
Oh, yeah. That'll be smashing, Mr. Perkins.
Yeah.
Won't it, lads? Hey, lads. Get it. Hey, lads.
And one day it'll be Alderman His Worshipful Harold H. Perkins, Mayor of Boghampton. With one of them three-cornered hats to hang on me antlers in me all.
Eve to you, blokes. Tell you what, Mr. Perkins, we could help you. You give us an extra 5 minutes, like tea break and dinner time. We makes a good show if some bigwig comes up from the town hall for a deco. You scratch our backs, we scratch yours, see? Oh, yeah.
The impudence of the working classes, I ain't never heard the like. Listen here, Mr. Crompton, you lot are duty-bound to help me. No strings attached neither. And if you don't make a good show when VIPs come up here, I got it in my power to give you lot the gooner.
Oh,
so just you remember who it is what gives the orders around here and who it is what obeys them, right? I now propose to betake myself in search of materials so that a commencement be made constructing the aforementioned post-war world. During me absence, you lot are to get down on your hands and knees and pick all them blamed untidy daisies and dandelions. There, I've uttered
the snare. Strangle
Hold your horses, Terps.
Blimey, Jim. Do you reckon we ought to call on Figaro?
No, son. Now ain't the time. We'll have a brew up while I has a think.
Pint mug of good strong char with half a tin of condensed milk and 4 spoons of sugar always does the trick. Well-known fact. The lads were soon in good spirits again, and Big Jim was using his noddle and watching pints.
All right, working up here, though, ain't it, eh? Ain't even got no cement and ballast, so Ned and me can't mix no concrete yet for the footings.
Suits me, China.
I ain't nowhere to lay no bricks, even if we did have any.
Nor me to paint. I could stay in this hut forever, drinking my tea. Oh, oh, let it go on forever. Don't let it stop, please. Oh.
Swap Mildred Allroyd, all I said.
Yeah. all very fine, you blokes. But Mr. Perkins don't get hold of building materials. We all gets laid off. Now, we don't want that, do we? Nice cushy number we got here. Oh, yes. Best thing is for us to help him. Only temporary, like, don't worry. Like I was kidding him up just now. For a kickoff, see if we can't lay our hands on a few materials. Don't know where, mind you. Keep him guessing, won't it? Us being cooperative all of a sudden. Shifty through the telescope, young Nimrod. Won't do, he come back, finds us having a mic.
Yeah, right-o. Shift up. Let me get him in knot hole.
Come on, son.
There, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, there's a car coming. Oh, don't worry, it ain't Perkins. This much knows how to drive.
So, who can it be?
Happen it's the tallyman.
Come to repossess Shag Nasty's tash.
Hey, he ain't going to Perkins' office. Blimey, he's coming here. Boss skeezer.
Morning, sir.
Good morning. Wish to see Clark of Works. Where is he? Speak up.
I don't rightly know where he is, but if
no
I...
No chilly, Shelley. Ah, ma'am, there.
Who, me?
Yes, you. Where's the Clark of the Works? Shoulders back, man. Chin in, eyes front.
Can't be doing with this, Sithy.
Ah, don't stand for it, Ned.
No. What's it to thee where governor is?
I happen to be...
And besides, that's trespassing. Don't thou know this is council property?
Yes, I do know this is council property. I happen to be Henry Fortescue.
Yeah, I say, how la di da.
If the clerk of the works is not present, which of you men has been put in charge?
Woman next door to us gets put in charge every Saturday night, regular, drunk and disorderly.
Who is in charge, I say?
Ah, you mean the Weather Parsons check?
That's right, her with the banjo. Who is in charge here?
Don't get steamed up, sir. Mind telling us who you are?
The new borough engineer. That's who I am. Now, who's in charge?
Well, I suppose I am, sir. Oh, don't mind the lads, just their phone like. Here. Ain't that a commando's tie you're wearing, Colonel?
Well, yes. Actually, I was only acting captain, but I...
Cup of char for the officer, Nimrod. Commando, eh? Watch points, lads. Thought the world of the Royal Marine Command as we did. Destroyers, me. Engine room CPO. Jim Crompton's the name. What can I do for you, sir?
Well, Mr. Crompton, being the new boy barra engineer...
Extra spoon of sugar, Nimrod.
I thought I'd come to take a look at this site and make myself known to the clerk of the works. What's his name? Slip my memory.
Adolf, Attila, Genghis, take your pick.
Mr. Perkins. Oh, back before long, I dare say.
But why is he not here now?
Shop the reeky, Jim. Say he's gone for the day to the GGs.
Box clever terps. What it is, see, sir? Mr. Perkins got council's interests properly at heart. Out scouting for building materials, isn't he? Still got none, count of the shortages. Leastways, that's what he says.
And do I take it that these shortages account for all you men having nothing better to do than sit about drinking tea?
Oh, tradesman me, sir. Chippy, no timber.
Same here. Bricky, no bricks, no pug.
A painter me with nothing to paint. Terrible thing, a man having to be idle.
And what about these other two?
Oh, the labourers. Oh, I dare say they can find a bit of scratching about to do. Tea break's over. Ned, Nimrod, back outside.
Gee, I do hate this shovel.
Another cup of char, Mr. Fortescue. Expect you've got an old war wound.
Oh, how kind. Thanks. A matter of fact, I do have a little trouble.
Big Jim could charm the birds out of the trees. And he reckoned if he could keep that tea party going long enough while Ned and Nimrod was making a show of digging outside.
Hey, up, Nimrod.
Yeah, watch it.
You!
Who, me?
Yes, you!
Who owns that car? Where is he? What's he want?
In the tea hut. Might be one of them public school transvestites for all me and Nimrod know.
Yeah, well, as if he ain't
the new bookies runner. Hey, by heck, he's moving like
sail off a shovel.
Blimey. What to talk about?
No longer a matter of racing riffraff creeping up like perishing polecats to collect betting slips. These days, dead brazen, innit? Broad daylight, driving...
Hold on, Mr. Perkins, this is...
Excuse me, I ain't finished. Driving a brand new car and wearing a flash suit with a slide rule in your top pocket and an architect's blueprint sticking out of your briefcase. Henry Hall, you're someone important from the town hall, ain't you?
This is Mr. Fortescue, Mr. Perkins, the new...
Borough engineer. Oh, God.
Can't say I didn't try to tell you.
Oh, where all do you end up in the old tomtit?
Now, Mr. Perkins,
Let's get a few more things clear, shall we?
Oh, yes, sir. Anything you say, sir. I'm very sorry, sir.
First, I must congratulate you on having taken on a most excellent workforce.
Well, of course I am your kiddie when it comes to your R.N. and your firing, yeah.
These three tradesmen have been most hospitable.
Your social graces. Yeah, well, I taught them personal.
And I've learned what initiative they've displayed. And what have you managed to rustle up in the meantime? Eh? Not one brick, not one spoonful of ballast, not one grain of sand. It is your responsibility, is it not, Mr. Perkins, to acquire all necessary materials. Are there any on the way?
Well, no, sir. It's the blamed post-war shortages. Oh, and I've tried, sir.
Don't snivel, man. Use your imagination. Remember the resource and initiative that made England great.
Yes, sir.
I have just inspected the Boghampton Docks redevelopment site. The recently appointed overseer down there has not yet even moved house from Newcastle. But already he's managed to get plenty of building materials delivered. Good old British know-how. Work can now begin on the industrial estate. Factories shall arise from bomb sites. Now, what do you say to that, eh?
Well, I'll just have to try harder, sir.
Much harder, Perkins. And until you succeed, what have you got for these skilled tradesmen to do?
Oh, dinna concern yourself, sir. Somehow we'll learn to cope with the agony of idleness.
Yeah, don't mind us.
Oh. Well, Perkins?
Well, they could do... Well, they could like
a... Yes, as I thought. So, since you are so dismally failing to provide them with employment, I propose to co-opt them, ask from tomorrow morning, to assist with restoration work on the town hall. Oh. Got that, Mr. Crompton?
Aye, but without me workforce, how am I going to...
Have them back the minute your materials arrive. Understood?
Yes, sir.
Meanwhile, may I express the hope that the supervision of Navvies 1 and T-Boys 1 will not overtax your administrative skills. Good day!
Oh, I don't know. Pity me, Mr. Crompton.
Only one way round this, Mr. Perkins.
What's that, Mr. Crompton?
Have to do a Dunkirk.
Do a Dunkirk? Mm. What are you on about?
All them blokes, all this stuff, remember? Little boats, little loads, shifted double quick, right?
Yeah.
Lots of building materials down at the Dockland site.
Yeah.
I got a little lorry. You got a little car.
Yeah.
Lots of journeys, lots of little loads.
Cool.
All through the night like a commando raid.
Till we gets it all up here. But Mr. Borough Engineer wouldn't wear it, though, would he? I mean, Perlining's not respectable.
Resource and initiative, his words. Ex-commando, isn't he? He'd think of it as liberating, not purloining. Council property, whether it's down there or up here, isn't it? All's fair in war. Be a feather in your cap down the town hall.
Worth it. The 30 bob each you drops us.
On an afternoon off, sometime soon.
All right. When?
Tonight. All goes home now, makes preparations, gets a bit of kip. Then, 11 o'clock...
With our faces blacked up with cocoa, like in the pictures.
The old rendezvous is down the arbor.
So the lads had a nice, unexpected out into the beach with their wives and things. And Perkins went to the Picturedrome to see one of them flicks where John Mills knocks out a Jerry Tank division single-handed. Then, not long before chucking out time...
Right, you blokes, drink up, we'll go and meet Mushty. Been a good day so far.
Nothing better go wrong tonight, though. Old PC Speedworth be on duty down the dock. Yeah. He nabs me and I gets into trouble. My missus kill me.
Aye, and I'm on probation.
And I don't want to die in prison.
PC Speedworth got something up my sleeve for him.
Yeah, but Jim, suppose something do go wrong and we can't get the stuff. And we get split up like Lardidar Fortescue said. Be me and Ned up the site and you others down the town hall. I mean, how can we act together as a Figaro club then?
Been giving it a lot of thought, Nimrod. Have to do what we done in that first Figaro club, in the Navy, light in the war. Five of us. Same mess deck, having to split up temporary on account of the fire damage.
Oh, blimey, Jim. Well, how'd you get round that one?
Had to keep faith. Had to keep up hope. Had to keep thinking about our solidarity, like. Them last minutes together, never forget it. While we was packing our ditty boxes, all of us clenching our fists and making the tower of strength. It was one of the last things your dad done, Nimrod, before his number came up.
So what you're getting at, Jim, is...
Right, lad. See us through any difficult times to come.
I calls on Figaro.
Right. One call on Figaro...
Every bugger call on Figaro.
Ow! Ugh. Oh!
Your fare chokes you up, doesn't it? And once the solemn Figaro oath had been taken and sealed with good dark brown fistfuls of Boghampton Brewery's best old Bishop Basher's peculiar, Big Jim was driving the lads towards the docks where Perkins would be waiting. First, though, they had to hoodwink PC Speedworth, didn't they?
Watch it, Speedy. Having a crafty spit in a draw?
I'll give you spit in a draw, you stumbling young hounder. Bit of respect, if you don't mind. Not so much of the Speedy, neither.
That's right, Nimrod. Constable Speedy to you. Evening, Constable. On a bit of special duty down here, then?
There's been some purloining going on.
Huh?
And I suspect them black and white minstrels from the pier show. What brings you lot down here at this hour, may I ask?
Oh, what it is, see? We comes out the anchor, thinks nice warm summer night. Have an hour or so's fishing before we goes on. Tell you what, drop me off a bucket of fish at the cob shop.
Well, that's very nice, I'm sure.
Cheer you up a good feed of fish. I mean, it can't be much fun for you, padding round these empty bomb sites all night long.
But they won't be empty much longer, will they?
Mm. Oh? How's that, then?
Haven't you heard?
No. Heard what?
See all these stacks of bricks and timber? Going to be an industrial estate here, there is.
What? Factory, isn't that?
Never heard nothing so daft. Used to be all houses round the harbour and the docks afore Jerry bobbed them flat.
Aye.
Ought to be houses put back up and all. I seen that new Burr engineer poking around here this morning.
Oh,
I told him straight. Folks has got bombed out, wants to go back and live where they used to, I says to him.
What'd he come back with?
He'll think about it. Some hopes. Well, I better get back on the beat.
Ah, hey, talking of beats, the eating sort. How's your allotment doing this year, Constable?
Eh?
Anything promising for the flower and veg show?
Oh, tricks you and me. I growed a champion pumpkin. Oh, talk about big. My missus ain't half proud of him. Whoa, nobody else come nowhere near. Win all the prizes.
What? You mean you ain't got no serious opposition, like?
Only that nasty little pipsqueak Higgins from the Armitage Road. Woman at co-op said he's got a whopper. She should know. Well, her bedroom window do overlook his plot, see?
You don't mean Archie Higgins, the butcher?
That's him, the spider. Why?
Ugh, saw him in a pub tonight. Passing strange.
Strange?
Strange. Getting a skinful. And he doesn't usually drink much.
Oh.
To give him courage, he said. We're in the gents. Take a look at this, he says. And out of his trousers, he pulls a wicked long instrument.
Oh.
What's that for, I says. I'll have something to do up the allotment later on, he says. Dinna be so foolish, I says. There's nothing a man can do up the allotment in the dark with a 2 foot long meat cleaver.
Oh, Lord, I bet I know what he's up to.
Oh, what's that then?
He's gonna cut me pumpkin off in its prime.
Archie Higgins never do a thing like that. Would he?
No, in any case, nobody
couldn't keep watch all night, could they, Constable?
Well,
it'd be almost too late now.
Right. Never mind about guarding no bricks. A man's first duty is to his pumpkins. I'll get that Higgins red-handed.
Ah, well done, lads. Now, I wonder where Mr. Perkins got to.
Under this tarpaulin.
Crumbs, you've been there all the time.
Nearly got spotted by that copper. Well, I had to get out of his way.
Safe to come out now.
Oh, blimey, Mr. Perkins, you're white all over.
Like a ghost.
Like a wee snowman.
Like a plate of Giggleswick tripe.
Smothered with poxy perishing lime. Oh, what a state I'm in. But what could I do? That blame PC Speedworth had me cornered like a rat out of pie.
That's all right, Mr. Perkins. We got him out the way for the night. Where's your car?
It was just round the corner. I got hold of a trailer.
Good-o. You stay in charge of cement and lime. Mm-hmm. Me and the lads see to the rest. Right, off he goes. Chop, chop.
Right, come on, lads.
So, a lot of tackle got shifted under cover of dark from the redevelopment area up to the Bridge Farm site. Yeah, it's marvellous what can be done when everybody pitches in. Not just proper workers, like, but also your soft-skinned manager.
Oh, Henry, all I do ain't this shovel.
One, a two, six.
Oh, God, Jimmy Clapper.
And so, before the old current bun had made up his mind to get out of bed, the Bridge Farm site had been transformed into what looked like the builder's yard on the Pyramids contract.
That's it. No more, Mr. Crompton. I'm goofed.
Me and all. Feel like he'd done 15 rounds with Joe Lewis.
Or 10 minutes on the sofa with Mildred, and all right.
Oh, it's a time for a wee bit of shut-eye.
No. Come on, don't give up now. Still a few bricks down there and half a ton of cement. What do you reckon, Jim?
That's right, Mr. Perkins.
Henry Hall.
Oh, shame not to get the last knockings. And beside, got an idea how to do you a bit of good.
Oh, yeah.
On the way back down, what say your phone's up, Mr. Fortescue?
Disturbs Mr. Barrow Engineer before Sparrowfart. Well, guts for garters.
Phone's up, Mr. Fortescue. Anonymous. Say there's something he ought to see up Bridge Farm. Keep it mysterious-like. Oh. He'll come up, see all this gear, gets guessing, then you arrives, like General Montgomery, with all your troops, all your transport, all your supplies. Conquering hero, see?
Well, I don't know. State on me.
Only get yourself spruced up a bit, Mr. Perkins, for Captain Fortescue.
Oh, yeah, but he recognised me voice, or yawn.
Checkmate the call, do all kinds of voices. Do a Churchill, mate.
Yeah.
Never. Has so much tackle. Been umped by so few.
Like Monty or somebody, you said. Yeah, Monty had a caravan, didn't he? And I got a trailer. Oh, I wish I had one of them berets with lots of badges. It can't be helped. Action stations, you men?
So, at Big Jim's suggestion, Perkins goes on ahead so he'll have time for a breather while Chick makes that phone call.
Hello?
Who the devil are you this time of night?
Is that the Borough Engineer?
Indeed it is.
But there's been reports of suspicious goings-on all through the night up at the Council's Bridge Farm site, sir. I suggest you make your way up to the site suitably prepared.
Right. Leave it to me. Suitably prepared, you say? I know what you mean. Wasn't in the King's service all through the last show for nothing?
Thumbs up, Jim!
Right, now for the final load. Jump on, Chick.
Use your hand, Chick. Come on.
Down the docks, they load the last few bricks and bags of cement, and Big Jim says he'll lead the way back, kidding old Perkins that the Figaro lorry was like the armoured vehicle what always went ahead of the General's jam jar. What it was, see, Big Jim wanted to go a different route this time, up past the allotments, where you-know-who was still crouching in the rhubarb.
Watch your speedy! Nabbed the Phantom Pumpkin Basher yet?
You've been leading me a silly dance! I'm up coming on with you!
What'd he say?
Oh, I don't know, Jim, couldn't hear him. Oh, smashing though, only having a Figaro Cup, blimey.
Your dad would have been proud of the way you grafted tonight. Others all right in the back, are they?
Yeah, yeah. Good mates, aren't they?
Ah, best there is. You'll write all this down one day.
Yeah, never forget tonight. Went like clockwork, didn't it?
A bit too well, you ask me. Some don't feel quite right. Working on the same side of the governor, dare say. Ain't natural.
Oh, I can't wait to see what Mr. Lardy-Dar Fortescue says to old Perkins. Sack him or pat him on the back. What do you reckon?
Ah, I don't know, son. Could go either way. Well, soon find out. Because there is Fortescue outside the Teot.
Yeah, in his pyjamas, with his face blacked up. Oh, what's that he's holding?
Crumbs. One of them Japanese ceremonial swords, isn't it? Out we get, then.
Splendid! Splendid! Wonderful show. Perfect example of dash and enterprise. Didn't realise you had it in you, Perkins.
Well, sir, it's not for me to brag.
I came here, as you see, prepared to do battle with felons, having been told that something odd was going on here. By Jove, it was good to feel some excitement again. Action stations, no time to put on clothes, handful of cocoa on the jolly old fizzog, grab for the nearest weapon. Just a bit disappointed not to have some hand-to-hand combat.
So you're pleased with me, eh? You're pleased with me?
Pleased? Of course I'm pleased, man.
I mean, you ain't upset about having all your stuff shifted from the docks to up here?
You must have been reading my thoughts, Perkins.
Of course, some rising executives has got the gift of anticipation.
It had been my intention later on today to inform you of a new policy decision.
Stop that muttering, you men. Mr. Barrett Engineer has an official pronouncement to make. Listen with both lugs.
I believe in listening to public opinion, and the opinion of the public is that the industrial estate should be built here at the Bridge Farm site, and that houses should be built in the Dockland area to replace those lost to the German bombs.
Oh, no, that ain't fair. Well, that means...
You are to be in charge of your excellent workforce down at the Dockland site as of now. Oh, I say, here's a fine coincidence.
Oi! I'm a nabbing of somebody.
One of the very members of the public whose opinion I've taken account of.
Don't you try and stop her.
Quick, Mr. Perkins, I just sent on to the old tarpaulin again. Chop, chop.
Oh, Henry. Oh.
Now to do some sorting out.
Good job you turned up, Constable. Got that black and white minster off the pier rounded up for you. Oh. Look, but we can't grab hold of him. Account he got that blooming great chopper he's got. It's Ah, chicken's meat cleaver, innit?
Right. I'm arresting you.
Arresting me?
Arresting you.
But I'm the borough engineer.
And I'm the Queen of the May. Forward march.
But what have I done?
List as long as your arm. Impersonation. Blacking up. Trespass. And interference with other blokes' pumpkins.
All right, Mr. Perkins. Safe to come out.
Oh, blimey, Mr. Perkins. You wouldn't half make a good black and white minstrel.
Aye, well, we tap dance.
Twice nightly burst on the winner Barson's banjo.
Painful, that. Well, you might as well, Mr. Perkins, mightn't you?
Oh, might I, sonny?
Yeah. Oh, because there'd be nothing for any of us to do down the docks, will there? No bricks, no timber, nothing. Because it's all up here.
Blimey.
That's right, Mr. Perkins. Can't help laughing, can you?
Nothing to do. Nothing to do. What do you mean, nothing to do? Listen here. Site office to construct. Tiat to knock together. Three causes to dig, eh? You can't help laughing, can you, eh? Henry.
So, after all them weeks of to-ing and fro-ing, they still hadn't started building. Tell you what, though, something very important had got built, and that was the bond of comradeship between Big Jim, Old Ned, Chick, Terps and Nimrod. And a mush with a wax tash got taught certain lessons in the process. Because that's the laughing way we set about things in them far-off days of the Figaro Club, before the world turned lax and sour.
You have been listening to Big Jim and the Figaro Club, starring Norman Rossington as Big Jim and Roland Curram as Harold Perkins. Old Ned was played by Harold Goodwin, Nimrod by David John, Chick, David Beckett, and Terps, Sylvester McCoy. Fortescue was Norman Bird, and PC Speedworth, Norman Mitchell. Big Jim and the Figaro Club was narrated by Bernard Cribbins, written by Ted Walker, and produced by Martin Fisher.